Now entering Nerdist.com.
If you think it's just snacks, you're right. It's just snacks. However, there are moments when we're off the air, when Tom and I are having debates about all kinds of food-related questions.
Exactly right. If there were moments when we were off the air, this would be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week podcast.
No, I was specifying that sometimes when we're off the air, we're having specific food debates, and I was going to give an example, the one we were just having right now, which is about steeping tea.
Well, that is a... in the category of food debate, yeah.
We, now, you don't know this.
You, I don't know it.
No, the viewers.
Right.
And
tagging the question,
they're not.
Are they?
They're not.
It's debatable.
They're not viewers.
All right.
But if you were viewers, you would know that Tom and I have a tradition before we start each mate's podcast, which is we put on the kettle.
We go to the kitchen.
Sure we do.
We walk down the aisles past all the what are those guys, were they working in cubes?
Yeah, the cubicles. We're down the hall from CNN, so past Wolf Blitzer's cubicle.
Yeah.
And then there's always a, how you doing, Wolf? Hey, guys.
And very cordial. Wolf is always harried. And to me, it's like, you're doing, the news is just going to, well, here's what Wolf doesn't seem to realize. The news is going to keep coming in.
Yep.
When Wolf gets a bit of news, he's like, oh, Joe, daylight savings. Ah, man. Almost like he thought, today there'll be no news.
There's never been a better named guy for a host of reasons, but one of the primary reasons is he goes after it like a goddamn wolf.
Yeah.
You want to say, guy, pace yourself. He can't do it. Fine. That makes him who he is.
He needs to... he blitzes the news.
He blitzes the news.
Like a goddamn wolf.
Perfect.
Perfect. So, hey, Wolf, how you doing?
Hey, guys, can't talk.
And it's always like, hey, Mark, hey, Timmy.
Yeah, he doesn't know, and we're not going to correct him.
And we walk by him like 3 times a day.
At least.
Yeah.
So we're on our way to the kitchen, mm-hmm. put on the kettle, boil up some water, get ourselves some tea. That's our pre-show prep, and that's about the extent of it.
Yeah. So, well, in truth, I'll also, you know, not that, because we're talking about tea, I will what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, because I don't know what you're trying to say.
Sometimes I'll have coffee. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, uh-huh.
But in this instance, we were talking about tea. You always will have tea.
Always. I don't drink coffee.
And yet I'm like, you know how they have those fancy machines at Mates Worldwide? You know, they've got the, what are the things you put those little capsules of coffee in?
Oh, the single serve.
Yeah, they have that machine.
The K-cups.
Yeah, and then they have the other machine that is almost like a plastic tubing that you stick in there. And that,
well, that's
also
the, but that's just the IV drip, though. That's a totally
that's
different
an
thing.
IV drip.
That's the IV drip.
I see. I understand that. Anyway, so
the
we're having
today,
the debate today is prior to our going on air, the red light turning on.
How long to steep? Now, this is a very specific argument in my mind. How long to steep green tea? Green tea specifically.
The package recommendation is 2 to 4 minutes. Now, the debate happened because I scoffed at that.
Right.
I laughed in the very face of that recommendation, to which you replied, oh, they're exactly right.
In fact, I would say to err on the side of 2 minutes as opposed to 4 minutes with green tea.
Mm-hmm.
With green tea.
Now, you were adamant about this. You like your tea a certain way. Some teas you will take with a drop of milk. Some teas you will take with a little sugar substitute. You vary your tea according to the type of tea that you're having. And with green tea, when I was making your green tea, I wasn't thinking. I was about to throw in the milk and the honey. And you went, Tom, stop. Halt and desist. That's not how I take my green tea. Tell the viewers, again, debatable whether the viewers or not, why that is.
I take my green tea raw.
Mm-hmm.
I take it raw.
Is what you said to me, and you said it very aggressively like that,
uh-huh.
which I thought wasn't quite the right mental matchup for green tea, and yet for some reason it seems to spark you. More than some people might English breakfast or some kind of dark black tea or Earl Grey might get them going, and you, morning breakfast even, yet you with green tea, you just got violent.
I raw dog it.
Right, and I'm not used to hearing raw dog green tea.
Yep, that's what I'm doing, and you can even hear, that's me raw dogging green tea.
It looked to me like you were sipping it.
No, but it's hot, so I have to sip it. But that, I'm still raw dogging it, even when I sip it.
Right, but when I look at that, you just kind of look to me like some some kind of septuagenarian just sipping some tea, you know, fingers up, pinky finger up in some kind of Victorian drawing room somewhere.
I'm raw dogging this bitch.
Right. You say you're... The audio, what the viewers are hearing...
They're not viewers.
It's debatable. They're hearing you say, I'm raw-dogging this bitch, but the visual accompanying that is just a guy daintily sipping tea. Now, if I turn the volume off, you know how you want to be able to tell the story, Michael, without words?
That's radio.
Now, when I... Is it then?
It's the opposite of radio.
Okay. Is it then?
Yeah, it's the opposite.
So, to me... If I were to turn off the, I'm raw dogging it, and just start, I would just see a guy daintily sipping his tea. Should have like some breeches and a lace collar on, it seems to me.
Here's the thing.
Go on.
It's not about how you sip it. It's not about where the pinky goes. Mm. It's not about whether I'm cradling the ceramic mug in my hands as if to seep the warmth out from it. It's about how I take the tea. I take it raw. I'm raw dogging it.
Yeah, and to me, it just looks like you're sipping it.
Raw dogging that bitch.
I'm pro raw dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when you say, I'm raw dogging that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Getting in there so hard.
It just looks to me like you're sipping tea. Well, agree to disagree.
So anyway, I think if you oversteep green tea.
I'm still, and this is the thing.
Tom's
you
cup.
You hate this.
I hate it for me. I don't hate it for you.
Uh-huh.
Your green tea with... Did you get mint or no?
Nye.
Okay. So he's got the green tea, the lemon...
Nye, mint.
You asked me before if I wanted the green tea with mint, and now you're acting like I'm an asshole for suggesting that you had
mint. I'm
not
acting at all. I'm just throwing an accent out there.
Stupid accent. He's still got his tea bag in there, still steeping. Now, we're 10 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
He's got lemon in there. I assume he put some honey in there.
I did.
And that's all fine. My point is just this. If you oversteep green tea, it will get bitter. It will very quickly get bitter. It will get undrinkably bitter.
That's why I have the honey in there. Not so bitter.
If you didn't put the honey in there.
I'm raw dogging this bitch.
You're not raw dogging it. That's the point. You're not raw dogging it.
Look at me.
No.
I got some honey, lemon.
No.
And steeping. I'm raw dogging.
No, you're just drinking tea.
Woo.
I'm raw dogging it.
I gotta fall off my pickup truck while I drink this.
No.
You coming into the backwoods with us? Woo. We're bare hand and wild turkeys. I'm raw dogging this bitch.
No, you're not. You got honey and lemon in there.
Listen, this is me raw dogging.
You know, there's a lot of tea raw doggers out there listening to this right now, shaking their fists at you because you're betraying who they are.
I can live with that.
Welcome to Mates, everybody.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
With my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh. This is the podcast where Mike and Tom eat snacks. Each episode, we pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack.
The purr system.
This week, we're doing something we've never done before.
We're doing something crazy with the pee.
Every time we do something new, I think to myself, well, that's the last new thing we'll do.
And we'll probably be canceled.
Each time we come up with a new idea, some new brainstorm for Mates, I think, well, you know.
The viewers will remember Wacko Snacko.
Sure.
The viewers will remember... Jean-Joseph Frignan, who came in and basically cooked for us.
Yeah.
They will remember Rob Burnett.
Absolutely.
These are all innovations that we came up with at Mates HQ and then thought that they would sink the ship. Literally sink the ship.
And
none of them did.
No. I mean, we took on some water a couple times.
We read a lot of hate mail.
A lot of hate mail. I mean, there were moments where it looked like we were going down.
Yeah, you're up on the brig going, I'm out. I'm like, you're co-captain.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go down with the ship. You're like, no, not me.
I ditched immediately.
Yeah, you were like, you had the thing around.
Mm-hmm.
You were, you know, you had the, what is that, the life preserver around your waist. You're attached to a rope. You were about to go.
Oh, I'm pushing women and children out of the way. I'm like, go, move, out of my way. I got to go.
Yeah, you're like, my role model is that guy from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, listen to me, Cognon. You have to stay on the... And you're like, no, I'm out.
Right.
We're going down.
Turns out we didn't go down.
We didn't go down. And it was really embarrassing for you.
Yeah, I mean, they would... Look.
You're in the water. You're like, oh, we're fine, everybody. We're fine. You're trying to, you know, you're trying to play that.
Right. I'm trying to play it off like I'm in the water with you guys. Like I'm here to bring you guys back on.
Yeah. You're like, everybody back on. But no one had left except for you. You're like, everybody back on the ship. We're all good here.
I was swimming for sure.
And I said, what are you doing? And you said, you know, you're covering. I'm like, just a quick dip. It was really exciting. So I thought I'd jump in and cool off.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing the life preserver? I said.
I can't swim.
So you covered very well, I felt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it didn't just happen once.
No. Every time we've had an innovation on mates, you have gone to the bridge and just jumped off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we better say, I'd like to introduce Rob Burnett. Boom, I can't find you anymore.
Yeah.
Up here.
Yeah. I'm not proud of my behavior, but it is what it is. And hopefully, you know, we just accept each other for who we are. I'm a coward. Mm-hmm. I'm a coward, and I will flee at the first sign of danger or humiliation.
And I accept that because of the comedic potential. And today, we have once more another innovation. I'm worried about how quickly you're going to bolt. On mates, and we're messing around with the pee in the purse system.
This is what we're going to do. Now, we've done the Wacko Snacko before. Mm-hmm. The Wacko Snacko, for new viewers, is...
And it's debatable, again, whether they're viewers or not.
Is one of us will bring in a snack, which is unknown to the other person until the actual moment of podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a big reveal. Everybody has a great laugh. We eat it. We rate it. End of podcast. This time, we're trying something entirely new. And to my knowledge, in the snack game, never done before.
Oh, first off, I might, just to reinforce the point that Magic just made, all those things that I mentioned had never been done before in the snack game. This is why we are known to be on the cutting edge.
I know...
No pun intended.
I know the Swedes in the 60s were sort of playing around with this. I don't know. I don't think they got very far in the research. I think it was shut down almost immediately as soon as the public became aware of this idea.
In the archives, there's footage of them having a guest but not getting the guest onto the show.
That's right.
That they got naked and got put in a sauna and never actually made it in front of the microphones.
No. And I have heard, and I've been to the library there in Sweden.
In Stockholm.
Is that Sweden?
Stockholm.
Yeah. And I've done a little preliminary research to see if they've done what we're about to do tonight.
And?
To my knowledge, no. There was a very junior snack expert at the time. They were not called snackologists. They were just called snack experts. Who I think was sort of toying around with this and had drawn up some very, very rough schematics for how to do this. As far as I know, it never went beyond that. So this, I think, will be the world premiere of the Double Blind Wacko Snacko.
Double Blind Wacko Snacko. Double Blind. I can't see them. I'm double blind.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground. So what we have arrayed in front of us.
We have package after 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 package of snacks sent to us by our loyal mateys. Now, this is essentially, Magic is going to take a snapshot out of it, which we may or may not put somewhere. What are we doing with our snapshots?
I put a snapshot up last week of the Doña Pepa.
Ah, sí, gracias.
Yeah.
And so Magic will shoot this, and this is when you see these pictures, folks. They're amazing. But I want you to understand, just the tip of the iceberg. For every one snack you see in the picture, there's seven snacks that aren't. Hence the iceberg, or eight. Is it 8, 9, or one, or is it 1/7 or 1/8 or 1/9?
Are you talking about an iceberg?
Yeah,
the tip of the iceberg that you're saying 1/9.
Yeah,
it's 1/9. Yep.
Some people say it's 1/8.
No,
you think it's 1/9.
Oh, well, I can.
8/9 are under the water.
It breaks down to between 8 and 9. Generally, 8.4, 8. It's not an exact science.
No.
Water levels, salination levels, where you are in terms of the calendar
season,
year.
Exactly.
So it can change, but it's generally between 8 and 9.
You're the answer guy. This is why I came to you. I said when we started the cast today, I said, "Hey, do you think Double Blind Wacko Snacko has ever been done?" And you already knew. You told me about the Swedes.
Yeah,
so on and so forth.
I'd been to Stockholm, the library there.
Yeah, you went specifically just to research that, and I was like, you could have just hit it up on the on the Google.
Well, I try. Obviously, that's the first place I went. I was in no rush to go to Stockholm.
You're pronouncing it right. It's Stockholm. There's an L there.
Yeah, Stockholm.
Holm.
I'm saying it the way they say it. There was a... It turned out to be a kind of a national treasure, Book of Secrets kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
where... You know, one Google search led me to another Google search, mm-hmm. led me to the Masons, led me to boobs, led mm-hmm. me to the Illuminati, led me to Stockholm, and
you were, it was kind of like you were kind of all over the.
I'm not even mentioning the weekend I had to spend in Graceland to before
Sorry,
I got
what?
To
where?
Graceland. We talked about this on a previous podcast.
I remember that. I just where's that again?
That's where Elvis used to live, in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, Graceland.
Graceland, yeah. I'm not having this argument with you again. The pronunciation is Graceland. So I go to Stockholm, look it up, never, and so here we are. We're the premiere of the Double Blind
Watchers Network.
Now, we have a number of boxes that we can choose from.
Now, that's the thing. And so let's not just willy-nilly grab one. Let's apply a little bit of empirical method to this, Michael. Now, I suggested to you that the biggest present is always the greatest present, and you told me about when you got the baker oven.
Well, when I was a kid, yeah. The biggest present under the Christmas tree one year was for me. Huge present.
And you can't believe your luck.
I think Santa loves me best. And why wouldn't he?
Present that size? He must.
Enormous.
Of course.
I open it up, pink box, girl on it, easy bake oven.
Tragic.
Worst thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah. You know? That, by the way, is in Michael's book. Time for a plug. Go.
I don't want to plug
it. I want to plug it. I love the book. I read the book. I love the book. This is the kind of forum. This is the kind of arena. This is the kind of venue where if one mate writes a book, you got to plug the book.
Look,
it's insane not to.
Were it your book, I would sing its praises. I'm not going to...
I understand it, because you're modest and humble, so I will sing it. You're not doing it right. No, folks, I'm not yelling at you.
I can see where they might
you're
think.
You're not doing it right. No. I'm not castigating you. I'm not even admonishing you.
No.
That's the title of the book. You're not doing it right. That's the title of Michael Ian Black's new book. Look,
pretty much universal rave reviews. It's not important. I'm not going to plug it, and I'm not going to toot my own horn. I'm not the one doing it. I'm just saying, go to Amazon, read the reviews.
Yeah, they're universally they're rave reviews. Here's the thing: if you're here, if you're listening to this, and you don't have the book, the fuck are you doing? I mean,
no, Tom, don't.
No, don't come here and listen to my fucking podcast, and then come in here and say, yeah, but I'm not buying that guy's book.
Tom,
don't. You know what? That's your. I will fucking come to your house. No, I will. I will rip out your esophagus, okay?
Tom.
I will rip it out, and I will whip it around like it's some kind of sausage link.
Oh,
do you understand
Tom.
Me? Go buy the book. You don't fucking come to my podcast and not say, because it costs money, because it's expensive, it's really expensive to read a book. You know what? Buy the fucking book.
I mean.
You just go buy the fucking book. You stop it for a second. I'm talking here. You buy the book, or I'll punch you in the throat. Esophagus notwithstanding. You understand me? You don't come to my podcast. They're not buying a book. Buy a book. Look, did I get a little carried away?
I feel like you did.
Yeah, I kind of did a little bit. But you know, the idea that, you know, this is free.
Free every week.
What are we giving people? So much.
So much knowledge.
Every week we just give and give and give. And I'm asking you for how much does your book cost?
Well, you can probably
get it. What's the price?
The cover price is like $23. You can probably find it for like $14, $15 on Amazon, something like that.
$14?
Yeah, I mean that's like 40% off cover. I mean that's a good price. It's off the cover.
Okay, I think I might have been out of line there. I didn't.
Well, you were. I mean, you were a little aggressive. I definitely appreciate like.
But
your
I thought it was going to be a quarter. I didn't.
Well, no, I mean
99 cents for the book.
No, it's a regular book, Tom.
$14.
I mean, we're 2.5 years on it. I mean, come on.
Jeez. What are you going to sell, two for that price? Like, you just want to make a sale of two?
Hey.
So that you can, $28 bucks in your pocket.
Hey, a minute ago.
Pizza. Well, but I didn't know you were, like, trying to gouge the viewers.
Anybody.
I know the viewers. $14?
Tom,
I
mean.
Just to talk about your life?
I didn't set the price.
Holy
the
shit.
The publisher said.
Oh, pass the buck. Oh, I guess you can. I guess you can pass the buck because you've got 28 of them if you sell two. You got plenty of bucks. You can pass the buck 28 times. Mr. money bags.
No.
Unbelievable. I haven't
really
seen a cent of that
reasonable
money.
Reasonable. Why would you see a cent of the money?
$14? You got all the money in the world. What are you doing?
I bought the goddamn potato. You wanted me to buy a very specific brand of potato chips today. I couldn't find them. I bought a separate bag.
How much?
They were $3.29.
That leaves
you. Out of my pocket,
with
Dick.
That leaves you $10.71 left over.
I don't see you. Every penny of that. I don't see anything.
I'm rich. I don't care about this. You're the 1%.
I don't see any money that comes in from the sale of the book. I want people to read it if they want to read it because it's a good book.
You don't see any money that comes in from the sale of
the book? No, I don't. They'd have to sell a lot of books for them to recoup the publishing costs and the advance that they gave me and everything else.
Okay, well then you better go buy that fucking book.
Hey, take it easy.
No, they're sitting here thinking,
I don't have to.
He doesn't have any money.
Jeez.
He's poor. Give him a break.
Got boxes here. Lots of boxes.
So here's the boxes that we're going to look at.
Now, the question is, how do we determine? Tom suggested by size. I suggested by most expensive postage.
Yeah, I mean, size, most expensive postage. You told me about how you were crushed at Christmas. That most expensive postage is something. And then we picked up a little can-do package, Michael.
Now, this honestly, it went right by me when I first looked at it. And then Tom noticed something that hard to ignore.
Well, you see, I always look at where the packages are from, man.
Sure.
It's what you want to do. And you never know what you're going to get, where it's being sent from. Alaska, you know, Sri Lanka, you know, Auckland.
Oh, Auckland.
Yeah. And not Oakland.
No, Auckland.
Yeah. And on this one was sent to us, top line, returned Peace Corps volunteer.
I mean, how do you ignore that?
Melts your heart, right?
Some guy named Alex.
Could be a girl. You don't know that.
I'm putting the handwriting together with the name. You know, guys have a specific kind of handwriting.
Sure.
I'm saying that's a guy.
Detective work on your part. It's definitely a guy, but nonetheless.
And he's back. He's back from wherever he went. Volunteering his time, volunteering his love of humanity.
Yeah.
To be a Peace Corps. My guess is wherever he was out in the field, he picked up snacks, procured snacks. This could be from anywhere.
And it's not sent from there. To the best of our knowledge, because he's returned.
Right, he's a returned Peace Corps volunteer.
He's not out in the field right now. He has time to listen to mates and package up a little bit of the snacks he's brought from wherever
he was.
This is
a guy with a big heart.
It's incredible to us.
Yeah, I'm not going to open
that one. Yeah, we're not going to open that one. So, the next one in line.
All right, so the one you picked out.
I liked it because it said fragile, and yet it was heavy.
Really heavy.
And I'm like, what's so fragile and so heavy? You know what I mean?
So this is I don't want to.
This is from a fake name.
Clearly. No, I think that's a right.
No. Matt White.
You don't think that's a real name?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Come on.
So fragile.
Fragile. Priority mail.
This side up.
This side up. We haven't been having it on the right side up.
And he spent almost $11 sending it to us.
I mean.
That's a big investment.
There was another one you liked as well, right?
Well, the one with the highest postage.
That's $11.35 sent to us from where?
From Omaha, Nebraska. From Scott in Omaha, Nebraska.
Scott.
So I don't know how we decide here. I mean, I
say we got to go fragile.
I kind of agree.
Because
I'm hoping whatever it is made out of glass. We got to eat glass.
Yeah, we got to get. We'll get to you, Scott from Omaha. But at this point, it's the fake name Matt White that's going to have his due. So Magic is pulling out his keys. It's going to open the thing. I'm gonna step back in case.
I'm gonna get as close as I can in case there's some white powder in there.
Smart on your part.
Well, I'm gonna take the bullet. You know.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy you are.
If there's anthrax in here, I'm going to take it for the team.
That's your thing. You take things for the team.
So you can hear us opening it. Double blind, wacko snacko.
Wacko snacko. It's very exciting. This is the pick part of the purse system right now, folks.
Okay, so as I'm opening the box, what I'm greeted with is a note.
A note. How kind.
Which I will read to you. Thought you guys might enjoy this southern tradition.
Clue.
I like that very much.
Yes.
He's not giving away the farm here.
And then we can tell this man is loyal.
Perfect for a good Janelle, in my opinion. Enjoy, Matt White from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Not forcing it upon us. He's saying, look, in my opinion, I love people like that.
I mean,
because you always got, we live here in New York, you have the people like, that's bullshit, you don't do that.
I gotta tell you, Matt White hit it out of the park.
Oh, Matt White, moon pies.
Moon pies.
Moon pies.
Moon pies. Moon pies. Moon pies.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Now, the fragile part of this is TBD. It's wrapped in bubble wrap. And which I am currently unrolling.
It's like a human
limb.
It's a human limb.
Shit, I did not think it could get better.
Can't get better than moon pies.
It did.
Can't.
You're not going to believe it when you see.
Oh, he gave us the crown.
Are you kidding me?
The crown. Okay, here's the thing. Matt, you looking for an intern job? How are things treating you down at, where the hell is he?
I don't know. In Knoxville. Intern? No, not intern. How about producer? How about co-host, dude?
How about he just does the podcast? He's clearly better than... Two bottles!
Oh, no, no.
One for you, one for me.
Oh, yeah. And these aren't just bottles. These are...
Folks, listen to that. Ding. That is...
Two individual...
The sound of Michael pinging away at...
Two individual bottles of RC Royal Crown Cola.
Damn it!
I mean...
The best human in the planet.
Tom just stood up and
because I'm going to ice him up.
I'm standing just because I want to give the dude a standing ovation.
Standing up.
Unbelievably good.
Unbelievable. This guy...
I mean, you were right. You were right to... And hats off to you to even pick this box. Because I would have gone with the most expensive because I'm Jewish. But you went with the heaviest and because it had said fragile. God damn it. Here's my initial thought.
Go.
Before we even get into it, my initial thought is it's going to be too much sweet. You know, the RC and the moon pie, that's just sugar on sugar. It's not going to be good. But part of me just is going to give it a high rating because of the circumstances that we got it.
You got to give it a whirl because Matt is clearly modest. Matt's like, look, guys. He wasn't like, hey, bitches, I sent you some. What about moon pies and cola?
Mm-mm.
You know, he's not forcing it down our throats, no pun intended. He's like, look, in my opinion, this makes for a good Ginelli. I mean, it's like we just sat down to lunch with our favorite guy. You know, and he's like, hey, guys, you know what else I like? I like moon pies and cola. Just shooting the breeze with a guy's guy.
Yeah, but I mean, but unlike so many of the other letters that we've gotten, and this is not a slight to anybody else, but what I liked about
Definitely
Matt...
a slight.
No, it's an observation.
Whew.
Matt did not make the letter about Matt.
Matt didn't.
It was just to the point, concise, thought you might like this, have a go.
Two sentences.
God damn.
This guy's unbelievable.
I love this guy.
How can you not? He sends you moon pies. He sends you bottles.
That's the thing.
It wasn't plastic. It wasn't... Hey, listen, pick yourself up a couple of RC Cola. Are we going to do that?
No.
We're too lazy. No. We got a grocery store right, like, 20 yards from us.
Yeah.
Were we going to go get RC? No.
It's not, but they're not even going to carry RC. They're not going to carry bottles, glass bottles.
They're not going to have the crown, and they're not going to have the glass crown. So this guy says, look, you know what? Do unto others what they can't do for themselves. Boom. Moon pies. And then I don't know if you mentioned the bubble wrap. He wraps up the bottles. He takes care to write fragile all over the box. We mocked a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
And what did it turn out to be? I mean, just like a treasure chest.
We don't deserve this guy.
No.
The world doesn't deserve this guy.
No. Now, this guy, you know, there's a presidential race going on. Why is it not this guy?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you should, if somebody displays this level of competence and can-do-itness... That's a guy who I want running the goddamn country.
I want him to be on the ballot so I can walk into that
voting booth. They call him a voting booth.
I don't know what they call him. The VB?
They call him a voting booth.
Walk in there and be so confident and not, you know, sometimes you're there and you're like, do I vote for this? Do I vote for that? You know that thing, magic?
No, I know it.
I walk into that VB and I'm like, boom, Matt White, what's up? And I'm probably yelling that as I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, Matt White, what's up? And then other people are hearing that, and they're like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah!" And everyone's like, "Suddenly, it's a big thing that happens." And
well, you know, you've broken some electioneering laws when you do that.
When I yell it out,
yeah,
that's fine because the people want Matt White for president.
They might, but
like, they're not gonna boost that guy out of there on a technicality. This ain't Florida.
No, but they might throw out your vote. You can't be politicking when you can't do
Matt
it.
Matt White. No. Hey, next door, you got Maddie?
No, you can't do that.
You got the Maddie Blank?
No,
Blank because French is white. Matty Blank, no, what's up? Matty Ice.
Yeah, you can't.
Woo! Who's got him? Let me hear you.
No,
I got him.
In your enthusiasm for voting for Matt White, you're actually hurting Matt White. You understand?
Let's vote Matt White. Let's vote Matt White.
You can't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Matty Ice.
No, buddy. Buddy.
Matty Ice, because Ice is white.
I got it.
Matty Ice.
You can't do that.
I'm so glad he's president.
Oh, I'm thrilled he's president.
I put him there because I broke a few laws. Spent a couple of nights in the gin joint.
Yeah.
Fine. I don't care.
Worth it.
It got me the president.
Yeah. Savior of the Republic.
I think he'll make
Matt
me.
White.
What do you think he'll make me? Chief. I don't want to be chief of staff, Maddie.
No. See, that's not what Matt's about.
He wants me to be. What does he want me to be?
He wants you to be happy. That's why.
Damn it. That's why I voted for him.
Absolutely.
And it's always going to come down to this. We're going to be in some room with some
foreign dignitary.
I'm going to be in some room with them with like nice plush curtains and nice carpet and everything's clean and stuff you and I are like so not used to, and it's going to come down to me telling the story. Look, you question this man. One day I sat at my mate's worldwide headquarters. I opened a package from this man. Do you know what he sent me? Moon pies.
I got it. Let me respond.
Oh yeah, you're going to be the dignitary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is one cantandule ashimanedi cantandula. The king says, what did he send you?
Okay, king. I mean, first off, I thought it was going to be a bunch of titty mags. You know what I'm saying, king? I didn't know what the hell to expect. I don't know what the hell to expect. You know, I opened it up, king. You know what was in the box? Moon pies and the crown.
Forgive my English.
Yeah, you gotta work on that, man. You wanna play ball with the US of A, you gotta speak the language.
This man, this Matt White.
Matt Ice.
Should be president of whole world.
Come here. Bring it in for a kiss and a hug, king. I don't know how you do it over there, but woo! You're my guy now. You're my guy.
Oh, that's my spot.
Hey, king. I thought your language was. I thought you couldn't speak English.
Yeah, but that's my spot.
Oh, king, you pulled the wool over my eyes.
That's
you
what it's going to
pull
be
the
like.
Wool over Matty Ice's
no,
eyes.
No, not that guy.
He doesn't fall for that stuff.
I love this guy.
He's unbelievable.
How do we meet Matt White?
Oh, man.
I mean, if we had half the gumption this kid did. We'd be on a Greyhound
what
bus
say,
right
we
now.
We fire up the Gremlin and we bust on down to, where is it? Nashville?
I'm in
Knoxville.
Yeah, somewhere.
Right now he's like, fuck you, Nashville.
Yeah.
The people in Knoxville do not take kindly and vice versa.
I don't even know what I did with the box. That's how.
Right there, it's right there. Isn't that it?
No.
Oh, we lost the
box. That's how incompetent I am.
Oh, here it is. Phew.
That's why I can't be president.
I just about threw up. Don't
Knoxville.
Give the guys address. Yeah, that's what I said.
Knoxville. You know, right close to Graceland, actually.
Yeah, you take the boat on in there and watch Peyton Manning win some football games.
Now, Tom has placed the crown in the freezer.
I did.
And for all the right reasons.
I'm monitoring it. I got it, in case you're worried.
Not that I'm worried. I'm concerned we're going to run out of time before we get it proper temperature. Right. I'm wondering whether either we drink from the bottle as is, or we get some ice and pour it into a glass.
I feel we got to drink from the bottle.
See, I feel like we...
It's glass. It's the crown.
I know.
Right. I think we're going to be fine. We've been in there for what, you know, we've been yammering on here for about 7 minutes, right? Since I put it in the freezer?
Yeah. I'm opening up my moon pie, because we're half an hour in now and haven't even started
the
snack.
Yeah, we got to get our act together.
So the moon pie, as you may or may not know, is a... Oh, this is the double-decker moon pie.
Double-decker chocolate.
So this is a thin cake layered with creme dipped in chocolate. And there's three layers.
It's a double-decker.
Wafer, creme, or marshmallow. Wafer, marshmallow, wafer.
I'm so confused. But everybody knows what a freaking moon pie is, don't they?
Well, if they don't, then look it up. So it's about...
If you don't know, look it up.
A little bigger than a hockey puck, right?
Sure. It's a little bigger than a hockey puck. It's almost the same thickness.
And I'm just going to take a bite.
He's taking a bite?
Mm-hmm.
This one looks slightly dry. But, you know, like, not all moon pies are going to be dry. But you know what's nice? The kid has himself, Matt's got himself a little bit of RC. Now he's taking a sip. He's Janelle-ing that bad boy. He's kind of like, seems to be, the verdict seems to be out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
What do you got?
The moon pie makes you work for it. You mean, you put that moon pie in my mouth. I've still got moon pie in my mouth. It coagulates on the teeth.
Uh-huh.
And now I have to put my finger in to remove the debris.
Holy cow.
It is dry, as you were saying.
Mm.
So you almost have to Janelle it.
Mm. Matty knew he'd get us.
Mm-hmm. He was right. He was absolutely right. Now, I'm taking a sip of the RC post-moon pie by itself. And,
What do you got?
Not a bad cola.
Yeah, not too sweet. It's old school. Old school, low sodium stuff.
Holy cow.
I'm taking another bite of this moon pie. I got to say about the moon pie that it's one of those things that leads with its name.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps because of its iconic status, doesn't necessarily have to work that hard to live up to its name.
Right.
And this is what I'm experiencing right now.
It's kind of a Rust Belt snack. It's kind of going, look, we've been in the business a long time. We know how to run this thing. You know, we don't need innovation. We got this thing down. Meanwhile, you know, the Asians are zipping by us with their Kit Kats, and Moon Pie's going, yeah, but
we don't care.
We got the Moon Pie. We know what we're doing. And they do. They know what they're doing.
They're people that are like, it's got four walls and a roof.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need moldings for?
Good enough.
The moons aren't going to protect you when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You need a roof.
Right.
That's sort of the moon pie thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this works. Why put extra effort into it? Well, you put extra effort in because, folks, in the snack game, there's a lot of people rushing to the fore. And you got to have your eyes on both sides of your head.
Yeah.
That looks weird, but you got to have it. Otherwise, you get passed by.
There's a lot of... We call it the snack game, but I'll tell you what it really is. It's the innovation game.
Yeah.
It's the game of reinvention, mm-hmm. of streamlining, mm-hmm. of improving, of evolution. The snack game is a kind of metaphor for all of life.
Yeah. No, Royal Crown Cola has a great work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great product.
Great. It's a great product.
Does it have the publicity and money mill of a Coca-Cola?
No.
Well, it doesn't.
Mm-mm.
But it's still in the game.
Coke is LeBron.
Absolutely.
You know, scouted from day one. Everybody wants a piece of LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
RC is just a guy happy to be there.
Yeah.
You know? And if you give RC a shot, he's Jeremy Lin. He might light it up.
Absolutely. And he also might just be Brian Cardinal, sitting on the bench ready to work hard. But he's there.
Every game he's there.
He's the guy that shows up. He's like, you just love that guy. He's happy to be there.
You put them together.
Didn't get any minutes for like 10 games.
No.
Not complaining.
Just, I'm going to come back to the gym and I'm going to work hard.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the next game.
I'll be ready when they need me.
Oh, RC, hats off to you.
You know, is it my favorite cola? Might be.
Might be your favorite cola.
And far as just like pure cola?
Yeah.
Might be.
Not too sweet.
Mm-mm.
It's not that annoying Pepsi thing you got going.
I like an underdog. I like an underdog
That's
in sports. I like an underdog in soft drinks.
It informs my drink, the fact that it's underdog status. And I can't help but pull for it. I like it.
Now, Moon Pie, also an underdog in the sense, and Moon Pie is kind of regional, never really broken out, but Moon Pie has gotten lazy and complacent.
Moon Pie just sitting back waiting for people to come to it, and that's not how it works, Moon Pie.
No. Moon Pie's just like, yeah, I'll be here if you need me.
I'm like, you know what? We might not need you, Moon Pie.
Well, I'll be here.
Yeah, but we might not need you.
Yeah. Hey, Moon Pie, you know, I got to move out of my place. You think you can help me? I'm going fishing.
You're not going fishing. I know. I'm just going to stay here. Moon Pie?
Why am I even still friends with you, Moon Pie? You know, you'll always have a soft spot in your heart for Moon Pie.
You can't not be friends with Moon Pie because Moon Pie is something that you enjoy. You never have a bad time with Moon Pie. You wish Moon Pie would do more. You wish Moon Pie would make an effort. It's always you making all the effort with Moon Pie, but you know, you
grew up with Moon Pie.
He's comfortable. He's friendly. You know, he Moon Pie doesn't offend.
Is Moon Pie buying the drinks? No.
Never.
Not once.
No.
But, you know.
But Moon Pie will tell a few jokes.
Oh, Moon Pie's got some stories.
You know, Moon Pie makes the ladies laugh a little bit. The guys like Moon Pie, you know.
Moon Pie's a great wingman. Like, you know, if you're trying to get in there, Moon Pie's never going to cock block you.
No. Moon Pie's like, no, you go. It's not good here.
Yeah.
Moon Pie doesn't want to make any effort. Just want to sit there.
Just wants to sit there. And you want to go, Moon Pie, come on, you could be so much more.
If you look at the two of them, Moon Pie just sitting there, and boom, there's 5 a.m., Moon Pie hasn't gone to sleep. He's kind of sitting there, got the bong going, hanging out, just kind of like smoke wafting all over the place.
RC
boom,
comes
down
in.
The steps, clatters RC, rushes right by him. Hey, Moon Pie.
Hey, RC.
Boom, out the door.
Yeah.
Getting a run in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going to go work out, go to the gym, come back, maybe do the paper route, come back, you know, do
maybe,
some work.
Maybe make Moon Pie some eggs when he gets in. Hey Moon Pie, make some eggs. Do you want some?
Can you bring them over here?
Sure, Moon Pie, no problem.
Yeah. And then he's got other stuff laid up for the rest of the house. He's just waking up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not up yet, so he leaves it out for them.
Yeah.
Little note. It's warming in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Knock yourselves out.
Enjoy.
See you guys for lunch.
Right.
Boom. Back for lunch. Boom. Back. I mean.
RC never stops.
RC never stops. That's why RC is where RC is.
But I have to tell you something. RC and Moon Pie make pretty good roommates. You know? Ratings?
Ratings!
Ratings.
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 Ratings. Ratings.
I'm going to rate this snack, but I'm going to do two things.
Mm-hmm.
Magic. And here's what I propose. I propose that we offer three ratings.
Right.
Okay? One for Moon Pie.
Mm-hmm.
One for RC.
Mm-hmm.
And one for Matty Ice.
All right. Well.
And here's why I say that. I don't want my opinion of Matty Ice to influence my ratings on these two products and vice versa.
Understood.
I want to be able to get in there and just, you know, like we do, we just call them as we see them.
You have to.
Feelings be damned.
We couldn't hold our heads up in the snack world if we didn't just call it as we saw it.
Right.
Now. You neglected to mention, and I don't know if you want to do this, the combination.
I was going
to
do that with the both of them.
All right.
We'll see how it works, and if I'm wrong, you can adjust.
All right.
All right, so Moon Pie 2. You know, Moon Pie, I'd love to go higher with you, but I don't feel you deserve it.
Hmm.
I feel like if I rated you a 1, I rated you a 4, a 5, you don't care. You're the guy, I feel, Moon Pie, that for some reason thinks it's some badge of honor to get a bad mark, to laugh and show like, hey, I got a 12 in Poli Sci. And you know what? That might amuse your friends, Moon Pie, but after a while, all those guys you think are friends, they're gonna be working at Anderson Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have some fancy job, and you're gonna wonder why they're not coming back to see you. You know why? It's because those snacks will have moved on. If the two can be your wake-up call, I would love that.
So
but
the two,
it's up to you.
So for you, the two is more motivational than anything else.
It's what I feel an honest assessment of the Moon Pie as
okay.
well. I like the Moon Pie.
If you like it, you got to give it higher than a 2.
I don't like it that much.
I mean, 3? I mean,
I'm not giving it a 3.
I hate to lobby it.
You're lobbying.
But if you tell me you like it, if you tell me you like the Moon Pie, just by that sentence, it's got to get higher than a 2.
No, it's not getting higher than a 2.
Fuck, you're rough.
I'll have a bite of the Moon Pie if there's nothing else.
I mean, you ate a fair amount of the Moon Pie.
Yeah, but you know what was? You know I was eating the Moon Pie?
Yeah.
Janelle.
I know.
Okay, so let's get to the second. You're right, there's got to be 4 now. The second thing. Janelle Moon Pie with an RC. That, to me, was a good, solid Janelle. Nowhere near the best that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close, I might add. But they combine well. And so, for the Moon Pie and RC Janelle, a 6. A good, solid 6. For the RC Cola itself, look, I love you. You know, you... If this podcast is the day that you get your due, then more power to you. I am such a fan. I always have been a fan. To me, you wear the crown. RC Cola, I give you a 9.
Wow.
Yeah. I really like it. You know, I just really like it. I don't like my colas too sweet, but mm-hmm. I don't like diet. This is not diet. This is RC. I like the continuity. I like the history behind it. I like how hard you work, RC. I like your look. I like everything about you. I give you a 9. Matty Ice, what can I say? I mean, you have come in here. Magic and I, rarely do we get inspired. You know, we're just not that intelligent.
We're more Moon Pie than RC.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
You know, we're... there's not a lot of reasons to like us. But what I like in us is when I see that little glint in our eye.
Mm-hmm.
That happens once every 6 to 7 years. And I tell you, both of our eyes were open wide today. All done by the package sent to us to Mace Worldwide Headquarters by Matty Ice. I mean, this guy, you've got my. If you want to run for president, you've got my vote. I'll break a few laws in the voting booth for you, Matty Ice. We hope to shake hands with respect. One day, and thank you Thank you for the gift that you've given mates.
Mm-hmm.
10. 10 to Matty Ice.
I'll start with Matty Ice.
I think that's wise.
Who didn't just show us what is, showed us what could be. Matty Ice came out of the blue.
I mean, Matty Ice was... Matty Ice was dunking with alacrity. Effortless. He was stuffing his elbow in the rim.
And I got the sense from Matty Ice that this wasn't the result of some genetic fluke. I got the sense that Matty Ice had worked his ass off to get here.
Yeah.
Matty Ice not only made the team. Matty Ice is captain of the team, head coach of the team, water boy. I'm going to make him athletic director as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's wise.
10.
Double tens, Matty Ice.
I'm just going to go in reverse order.
Please.
The RC Royal Crown Cola is a tremendous cola. It just is. And I had no opinion about RC, particularly heading into this podcast. The thing, as Tom identified, that RC is doing right is they've adjusted the sweetness so that it's not so overpowering. It's a sweet drink. It's a good carbonated drink. And the fact that it's in the glass bottle, of course, adds a lot. Now, it was not as cold as I would have liked, but that is not RC's fault. That was just a function of timing, so I cannot deduct for that. Am I going to reach for an RC cola in the glass bottle over a Coke in a glass bottle? Because I want to compare apples to apples. Yes. Am I going to reach for an RC over a Pepsi in a glass bottle? Yeah, I am. Royal Crown Cola, you get an 8.
Strong.
Very strong. I don't love colas. I like colas.
Sure.
Love colas.
You have nothing to apologize with an 8.
Moon pie. Here's where Tom and I are going to disagree a little bit. Because I also like moon pie. I like moon pie, you know, as a guy. I got guys in my life who are moon pie.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
I would never rate those guys a 2.
Mm-hmm.
They bring something different to the table. It's not always good. It's not always welcome. But would I rather have moon pie in my life than out of my life? Yeah, I think so. Once in a while, moon pie shows up, and I'm reminded why I like moon pie so much. You know? Maybe it's an off-the-cuff remark. It's something funny that happened to moon pie. You know, it's an anecdote about his life. And his love, once in a while he opens up to me, you know, and I see the depth that is moon pie. I see the pain that moon pie is hiding a little bit. Moon pie to me has maybe gotten off the track, maybe just needs a little smack on the bottom, maybe needs a hug, carrot and stick. But I definitely can't go as low as a 2, because I enjoy moon pie, but I know it can be more. Moon pie, you get a 4.5.
Woof. Generous.
I could go as high as a 5.5, but I have to put you in context without being able to Janelle you. So I'm going to give you 4.5. Together as an experience, I'm trying to remove Matty Ice from this because I have so many good feelings towards him. What did you give it, a 6?
I gave it a solid 6.
6. I'm going to echo your 6.
Double sixes on the double blind. What could be better than that?
Kind of a perfect episode.
Thanks to Matty Ice.
Thanks, Matty Ice.
Thank you, Matty Ice. See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.